Yeah, well, we've got a good group of kids. They work extremely hard and are kind of bought into, you know, doing the little things and doing things the right way. And obviously that's paid off. It definitely paid off at conference. Yeah, we felt like we had a shot. The girls, you know, felt like we had a little bit better shot. We had a tough, close run with Rolla last year. And Rolla was returning a lot of girls from last year's team as well. And then Kickapoo had some newcomers and some girls and jumps and things that are very quality. And so we never counted Kickapoo out of that, but felt like on the girls' side we had a lot better chance at conference, you know. The boys, we knew we had some good relays, some good performers, and Heston Miller and Aiden Brigman and Josh Leeser, and some of those guys that we knew could win some events. But, you know, if you kind of looked it up on paper, we were still, you know, a 2-3 team based on previous performances coming in. So, you know, just talk to the kids. For about a week and a half, you know, we haven't won one in the boys' side since 2017. And so, you know, I was very pleased with the boys being able to do as well as they did Friday and, you know, capture that title. And, of course, obviously very pleased with the girls. It's difficult to repeat, but they did it in an outstanding way. I mean, last year's conference meet between us and Rolla was down to maybe 6-7 points, and we blew Rolla out this year. So very proud of those young ladies and all their hard work.
Winning events, and we're talking to Greg Dixon from West Plains High School, track and field team, Ozark Conference winners on both sides this past weekend. It's important to win races and win events to gain points, but it's really a team sport, isn't it? You've got to have a lot of people contribute points along the way to be a conference champion.
Absolutely. I think some things that are left out sometimes or people don't notice, we really pride ourselves in those people in events that are not top performers. A lot of people celebrate those big-time athletes and players, but those kids in our organization that get eighth and score a point for the team, you know, shouldn't score, and they find a way in a conference meet to, you know, pass some people up and end up getting, you know, a fifth or sixth spot. Those are vital to team championships, and trying to be have as many kids across the board in as many events as possible. And we've had a lot of kids that we've asked to do events that is not, it's out of their comfort zone, and it's not one of their best events to try to score points for a team championship. And our kids just buy into it. I mean, they take on that role and responsibility. And, of course, as a coach, it just makes you extremely proud to see them consider the team over their overall individual performance.
It doesn't really matter what sport you're talking about. You hear coaches all the time talk about the need to work and get better. How much better did this team, both teams, get from the time you started the season to winning the conference championships?
Well, I mean, they've improved. You know, going into the season, we felt like we had several returners, and we feel like we're very talented, but talent only gets you so far. They've really bought into spending time, you know, focusing and fine-tuning the little things, especially in technical events and the field events and different things like that. And they've just slowly progressed. You know, we've hit some kind of elite performances this year with some of our relays and some individuals. And but they've, you know, you don't always hit that PR, you don't always set that record or whatever, but they've remained consistent. And so going in the postseason as a coach, that's encouraging. If they're consistent, you know, they're going to put themselves in position to, you know, to qualify and to win. And that's what you want to try to do and maintain going into the state series.
And, well, that's coming up too. But, of course, one of the things that I think that we sometimes we overlook, we talk about, you know, who performs well and this and that. But beneath the surface, and it's almost a winning begets winning sort of a thing, when you have young kids on your team and they experience this kind of success and see what the older kids do to be champions, that just keeps the ball rolling, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, that's I'm glad you brought that up, Harlan, because, you know, we're extremely excited about some of our young kids. You know, we look back at results, a lot of our relay teams on our JV side in the JV conference won, you know, their relay in conference, and we looked at some of those times and performances, and those kids would have scored, you know, top five in the varsity meet. And so that's encouraging, and You're exactly right. They see these older kids perform well. They see them put in the time, you know, focus, work hard in practice, and that just that becomes an expectation. And so, yeah, very, very pleased with a lot of our young kids. And, you know, this is a good senior class, both boys and girls, and we're going to graduate some really good top performers. And I would say a lot of people – especially in the conference and things, will be, well, they should be done now for a while. But I'm highly optimistic with some of these young men and women coming through that, you know, we can continue to, you know, always be in the contest and always have a chance to compete for a title.
Greg Dixon, congratulations. You, Alicia, everybody with the program. It's just another great year and a great accomplishment. And, you know, sometimes it's harder to win when you're expected to win, and that puts a little bit more pressure on. But these kids obviously responded so well, and we're really looking forward to what goes on from here and on to the state meet. Thank you so much, Greg, and good luck with with what you have left. Good luck to you and your track and field teams.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Anytime. Greg Dixon, the coach from the West Plains track and field team with us this morning. He and Alicia Gunner do such a fantastic job. All the coaches and the athletes. Conference champions, Ozark Conference, for both the boys and girls for this season.